perfect, awesome fellowship with true God. The world we are living, there are so many voices, there are so many things that we hear, we see, and we, you know, sometimes pushed on our mind and soul. And I want to remind you, throughout the Bible, we have seen through the man history, so many demonic activities, so many demons, so many, you know, idols trying to earn the place of true God. And that's what's going on in that story. He heard everybody was saying, do something. And you must do something, maybe you will become something greater, or maybe you will redeem yourself. But the real man, the real deal was, do you want to be free? That person was playing a role of Jesus Christ, who asked everyone, do you want to be free? It's a similar question throughout the Bible in the New Testament. Many people who struggle, many people who did their best trying to earn salvation or trying to harm or do everything they can. And they come across to this simple statement. Whether they're asking Jesus Christ, His disciples, Apostle Paul, or anybody else, or still today, what must I do to be saved? And a simple answer, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. So let's pray, because Jesus said, my sheep knows my voice. And I believe in this time, in this auditorium, everybody His sheep. If you are not His sheep, if you don't know your shepherd, as Psalms 23 said, the Lord is my shepherd. If you have read that passage and never claimed that He is your shepherd, maybe this is the day that you can say that Lord Jesus Christ is my shepherd. Don't leave this camp without Him. Because He's the only way. He's the only hope. He is the only path that you can ever take. So let's pray and ask God His wisdom so we can discern in these last days what is true and what is lie. Father God, thank You so much for Your awesome word that lead us, guide us, and show us and teach us the true path of righteousness, the only champion that ever exists and will exist and continue throughout the ages forever and ever, and that is Your Son, Jesus Christ. So Father, give us wisdom to follow His lead, His footsteps, and His word, and His statements, and His claims that He is the only one who said, I am the hope, I am the way, I am the light, I am the good shepherd, and I am the one who can make your broken relationship renew again through just believing in me. So Father, give us wisdom. Especially give me understanding and use me. Whatever the vocabulary You have given to me so far to communicate Your word. In Jesus' name I ask. Amen. So as you know, we've been listening through Pastor Gene and Pastor Mark, you know, about the power of God and about His magnificent work and His greatest deed that He's been doing throughout the ages. And we can see the 4,000 of Old Testament, God never failed. Man failed, God's never failed. Whatever God says, it is true. Whenever He makes promise, He makes sure He fulfills His promise. So, we have that God who makes promises and fulfills. But there's so many voices, so many gods, so many demons, so many unknown, unseen powers trying to disrupt our relationship with Jesus Christ if you are a believer in Jesus Christ. And that's the focus. And I want to share some things from 1 John 4:4. Because these first 6, 7, 8 verses, John is talking about the test, the struggles he was facing on his time, discerning what is false and what is true, discerning what is lie and what is, you know, not lie. So let's read first 6 verses from 1 John 4:1 to 4. And he said to his reader on his time, and also we can claim this because he said, beloved. Anytime we see the word beloved, it's also applied to believer because we are beloved in Jesus Christ. He said, beloved, Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confess that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh is from God. In this time age, you will see many people, whether they are businessmen, scholar, big degrees or big letters behind their name, BBB or DDD or whatever. They may be considered the wisest person on this earth, but if they don't know Christ, if they don't know the living word, as Paul says, 1 Corinthians 1:18, the word of God is talking about Jesus Christ, is a foolishness for those who don't believe in him or may be perishing without him. But to us, those who are saved, have redeemed by the power, the finished work of Jesus Christ, it is a blessing. I'm paraphrasing. So there will be so many people bombard you with so many things, maybe in your school, in your college, principal with a big head and, you know, big letters after his name, trying to deceive you. As a sheep of Jesus Christ, remember his voice. And only you can recognize his voice through the word of God. If you don't have a word of God, you don't know the truth. Because there's so many books. Call Gita, call Granth, call Quran, call many other books. They will tell you pretty good things. They will tell you, you know, a lot of, you know, wonderful story, but they will never lead you to the truth. Just same as we saw in the movie. Everybody came with their idea, with their demonology, not theology, saying, you must do this, you must say this, you must exercise this. It just make me, you know, laugh when the person said, maybe you stuck in that, he knows that you stuck in that hole, and he's saying, perform good deed. With who? With himself? It's lunatic. But the only one said, you know, if you want to be free. And that was Jesus Christ. So, John was dealing in this specific chapter, testing the spirits, discerning. I can tell you a story, discerning. I remember long ago I was sleeping and all of a sudden I heard a noise and big voices and saying, my friend, he said, wake up, Jesus is here. It's time to go home. And I was so excited because every believer desired to be raptured. And I said, wow, it's time to go home. When I heard that voices and all of a sudden one question in my dream popped in my head, I want to see Jesus. Everybody saying, get up and get ready and let's go because Jesus is here. So I said, I want to see Jesus. Guess what? As I'm laying on my bed, there's a black shadow, like emptiness, no light. It was so horrible. Wearing a rope and standing over my head saying, I am Jesus. And I said, no way. You can't be Jesus because he said, I am the light. And you are full of darkness. And he was trying to, you know, tell me everything, give every defense that he is the one. And I said, no. I can read my Bible in my language. You are not the one. And guess what? I start asking Jesus, help me. And that darkness just blow away in 2 seconds. So there will be a dreams. There will be, you know, a lot of things in your mind. So make sure you discern what is true. There's a 3 kind of dreams I've been struggling, or maybe known by many teachers. There's a 3 kind of dreams. Ever you dream, make sure you discern if that's from God or from yourself or from Satan. I remember I having dream and I see myself. I'm flying. All of a sudden I caught myself in an electric wire. All of a sudden I'm walking. And after that I'm doing a mighty things. I woke up that morning and I say, wow. Pretty good dream. But doesn't make any sense. As we can see in the Bible, there's so many prophets and good men of God who have saw the dreams or, you know, seen the dream, and their interpretation absolutely true, will make sense to you. So there's a 3 kind of dream, if you want to, you know, write it down or maybe memorize. There's a natural dream, whatever we observe throughout the day. It will come to you and make some kind of, you know, legit movie or something in your mind, and then you are watching that dream and you will say, wow, it's good. Oh, I was there, I was doing a lot of good things. I was fighting, but I don't have a sword. I was killing people and nobody was bleeding. I was doing awesome, awesome thing. Remember, that is the dream that is come from your natural understanding, that whatever you observe throughout the day. Those call natural dreams. Human viewpoint, you know, your understanding will come into your dream. So that's not true. And then there's a second class or second kind of dream. That is from Satan. He will try to terrify you. He will try to do everything to deceive you. He will do everything to catch your attention. Sometimes, you know, display you are the only hope. But it will not make sense either. And that is a satanic from Satan's, you know, dream to deceive you. Then there's a third one that is from God. And how can we determine? Throughout the Bible. When we see the life of Joseph, he saw the dream and he have interpretation and everything was lined up. That, you know, sun and moon and 11 stars is going to bow before me. And there was simple interpretation that his mom and his dad and his 11 brothers going to, you know, bow before him because he's going to be in the future sitting on the throne and in authority in Egypt. Right? So whenever God gives you a dream, it will make sense. Absolutely. There will be no struggle. There will be no, you know, thing that you say, maybe I have a sword, but I was fighting with sword, but on my bicycle. Doesn't make sense. Oh, I was flying the plane, but that plane do not have the part that, you know, you put oil in. So those satanic or human nature, whatever observed throughout the day, bring into your dream, and those will not make sense. It's only distraction. But the one come from God, it will make sense, and it will keep on coming back to you until maybe you understand, or until maybe it will fulfill in your life. I have seen myself even before I come to United States, that I will be standing before many believers I never have seen. And I will be speaking English language, which is right now is true, and I can say that was from God. So, remember that there is an enemy who's trying to deceive us, especially his sheep, his own possession. And you can determine that voice. You can discern. And John continued. He said, and every spirit, verse 3, and every spirit does not confess Jesus is not from God, that is the spirit of Antichrist, of which you have heard that is coming, and now it is already in the world. And then he say to his audience or his listener or whatever the person was reading the letter, you are from God. Little children, you have overcome them. He's talking to all those who are trying to deceive. He's talking to all the demonic powers that we have a victory in Jesus Christ. We are more than conquer in Jesus Christ. If you just take that one statement in your life that we are victorious in Jesus Christ and live on that statement, guess what? You are making someone very angry, very jealous, who don't want you to understand your position, your victory, your possession, and what you have in Christ. You are more than conquered in Jesus Christ. So that spirit, the spirit of Antichrist, working in so many forms, as we just, you know, heard this morning. Those homo guys, they are following what? The spirit of ungodly. They are following not the spirit of God, they are following the spirit of this world. And his purpose to deceive. And he's saying, you are overcomer. You have victory in Jesus Christ. And he said, because greater is he. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. You are greater because Jesus in you. You are greater because you are sealed by God the Holy Spirit, as Mark was talking this morning. We worship God. I was talking to him. I was in an aeroplane and there was one lady. I call her Miss Universe. She was telling me that I'm divine and you divine and everybody's divine and there's nothing wrong and we all have become our own gods. And I have a question. Are you gods or you are gods? Are you God or you are gods? Which simply, are you calling yourself God or you are belong to God? And she was confused, she was deceived, and she even said, very end, before we take off, or before we landed, she said, my father is pastor. I said, wow. But she said, I never talked to him, I never have a relationship with him, and he's in his way, I'm my way. So I explain her everything, I do my best, and all of a sudden, after long story short, I said, "Do you have a Bible?" She said, "No." I said, "Take this Bible." And I gave it to her, the New Testament. She said, "Where should I read?" I said, "Start reading from the Gospel of John, because the position you are calling yourself divine and light and all kind of things. If you are divine, then why you are sinning? Divine doesn't sin. God is the only one who is perfect, and everyone according to Bible are sinner and call, unqualified to have a fellowship with God." And she started crying. I said, "Why are you crying?" She said, "My friend died." I said, "Do you know where she goes?" And she looked at me. I said, "No, I know what you're thinking. Maybe this is the only one meeting I'm having with you, but I want to tell you truth whether you like it or not. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will have eternal life. Otherwise, you are just, deceived by these all Antichrist spirits." So we are more than conquerors because Jesus, His Spirit lives in us. As Pastor Gene mentioned over and over from 2 Kings 6, we must be standing firm with God and His promises. And next one, verse 5, they are from the world, therefore they speak as from the world, which is they are worldly. They are earthly. Their understanding is not divine. Their understanding is not coming from above. Their understanding is earthly and perishable. It's only limited. And the world listened to them. Whoever from the world will listen to these voices and admire them and make, a lot of good things from that kind of things, from lies. And he again clarified who we are. What is our position? He said, "We are from God." There's some lunatic who's speaking out there to many people that we come from monkeys. Some said we come from, grass. Some said we come from dirt. Or just, become a living being by accident or something happened. John is hitting the home run. He said, "We are from God." He's talking to those who've been, approached by false teachers. They call in that time of age Gnostics. Is that the right pronounce? Gnostic. And they deny the existence of Jesus Christ. I met another guy and he said, "Oh, I'm Gnostic." I said, "Okay, tell me about yourself." "Oh, we worship tree, we worship plants, we believe God is everywhere, God is in everything, God is in every animal." And he said, "Make statement to make me happy. Even I can see God is in you." I said, "Yes, you may sure see God's in me, because through believing in Jesus Christ, He dwells in me." So I start talking and I said, "What is your concept about Christ?" He said, "We as a Gnostic believe we should follow His character and earn His conscience and His character and His all good deeds. But other hand, we don't believe He exists." I said, "How can you believe someone that you believe he never exists?" And I can say, after asking that question, he was like, confused. And that was the exactly thing as, Bible says. They are deceived by devil. And he was confused completely because he did not know his foundation. Where he's coming from, he was trying to make everybody happy. And I told him, I say, "We're having a Bible conference. We're having a wonderful teacher that was in Colorado. And if you like to come, please come. And I said, if you believe in Jesus, maybe I will see you another side. If you believe in Jesus, I will see you surely another side. If you don't, he said, I know. I will be saying that statement, hey, you told me, so and so day. I said, I'm glad that you know the fact, but you still have the choice to make the move. Believe in Jesus, that's very simple. So after finishing up that conversation, we shake hands and I say, you know, looking forward to, you know, that day. Maybe you will standing in this side, or maybe you are standing in the left side as a goat and not believing in Jesus Christ. So he walked away. So we are from God. Do not forget that. And you can change. You can make greatest difference in United States through your spirit influence. I remember long ago we were talking about the story of Daniel and Pastor Mark taught on. Daniel changed the history. Why he changed the history? Why two kings, you know, was so blessed and understood the power of God, the true one? Because he stand up for his God. The direction of this country is going. There will be probably someone standing up saying, you must worship me. And it's your choice, standing in your faith or walking away from your faith. Because Jesus said very crystal clearly, do not fear of him who can kill you and take your everything away. But fear me. As a God, fear me because I have all the power. Do not fear who can just kill you the physically simple way. Fear the one who can kill you physically and also put you, you know, for eternity separately from him. Because if you deny him, so make stand. And don't forget your position in Jesus Christ, that you are from God. In my country, that is the everyday phrase I put in my front, in my head right here. I am from God, I'm not from them. I have to be example. I have to be a gospel of Jesus Christ. I have to do whatever I can to manifest his love. And there is 98% people who don't believe the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. You are so blessed that you are not in that situation yet. So please remember that you are from God, and he who knows God listen to us. He's talking to his audience, so as a communicator, Mark, Pastor Gene, or myself, or anybody else has been speaking to you, listen to them, because they are from God. And if you listen to them, you are listening to God, and if you understand God's voice, guess what? You will be well trained to understand and discern truth and life. Lie. Read the Gospel of John if you have some time to do that. The Gospel of John is like he's talking to a little children, but is so deep. He's making everything crystal clear. Life or death. Darkness or light. Truth or lie. Promises or there's no promises. Eternal life or hell. You going to have a wonderful fellowship or you going to be without fellowship. You know the one who claimed that I am, or you don't know the one who said I am the one who created everything. It's very simple. And that's the same person writing this letter. He who is not from God does not listen to us. Satan don't want to listen to the truth. And Jesus said very crystal clearly in John chapter 8 verse 32, if you know the truth, truth will set you free. And sometime truth being spoken in life of peoples, girls or boys or anybody, truth also hurt. Truth also cut into the right place that, you know, we need to be, you know, correct. And truth also make people mad. I love that phrase when Pastor Gene said, truth will set you free and also truth make people mad or angry. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So let's have some passages to see the craftiness of Satan, how he tried to deceive and manipulate the Word of God. As we were studying, you know, the Matthew chapter 4, where Jesus was standing on the temple corner and he was saying, drop yourself down, and God has already spoken, his angels will come and pick you up. And he's using Psalms 91, and there is saying, if you walk, and here's Jesus standing, and he's saying, you jump. And here's the original scripture saying, if you walk and you stumble, the angels of God will come and, you know, help you. So he's very sneaky, and he's the one called deceiver. So let's see some scriptures about his, you know, phony show that he put before people and try to make them deceive. He have a gospel. His gospel is not true gospel. His gospel is make known to mankind throughout this United States or many other countries. And his gospel is this: believe in the Lord Jesus Christ plus do this. He have a do-do list. Yeah, he have a do-do list. Do-do list, you understand. Full of scubala. That's it. He will tell, he will, you know, deceive people to, you know, believe in Lord Jesus Christ, but you have to earn your salvation. That is do-do list. So, what is Paul saying here? 2 Corinthians 11, 4 and 3. Paul is talking to the church of Corinth, and he's, you know, telling them that his big thing in his mind for the sake of the church, and, you know, and he's compelled by love, and he's telling them in verse 3, but I'm afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your mind will be led astray from the simplicity and the purity of devotion to Christ. And verse 4, he said, for if one comes and preach another Jesus whom we have not preached, or you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you bear this beautiful. Simply he's saying there's another Jesus, there's another gospel, and that is from Satan. He's trying to make himself Jesus and deceive people. In my country there's so many that kind of, you know, phony show going on. They will tell you everything, and even here we know here that is a prosperity gospel? Is that the right word? Prosperity gospel. They preach another Jesus who is so kind and will ask you to do believe in me, but not sure if you're going to have eternal life. They will take the scriptures and manipulate and change truth into people's life to make them deceive. So they have another Jesus, they have a different gospel and a different spirit. And that's what is John talking about. Do not believe every spirit. Discern them. Determine. Observe what is true. And Jesus already have spoken to, you know, in the Matthew chapter, in the book of Matthew. There will be many will say, you know, I am Jesus and Jesus is there and He's here. He said, don't go there. So there's another thing. He have, Satan also have ministers who speak very good, who speaks very nicely to deceive people. Do you remember that Satan was a wonderful singer? Singer, worshiper, whenever he sings, he have an awesome voice. And still he used that voice to deceive people. As we can see in 2 Corinthians 11, 13 to 15, that he used his ministers, his representatives, as we call in the Bible, ambassador of Jesus Christ, or representative of Jesus Christ, or follower of Jesus Christ, he have his followers. And in verse 13, he's talking to the believers. He's saying, for such men are false prophet, deceitful worker, and they make themselves as apostles of Christ. And verse 14, no wonder, for even Satan make himself as an angel of light. Verse 15, therefore it is not surprising if his servant also make themselves as a servant of righteousness, whom and will be according to their deeds. Their end is horrible. So there's a lot of servants of Satan's. And their focus is one, to, you know, take good personality and destroy people's. Like Jesus said to Pharisees in chapter 23, Matthew chapter 23, when Jesus was saying, woe on you, that you gain, you do everything, you take every approach and you willingly to do everything to make one like you to become a child of hell. And these ministers will do everything to deceive people. And Satan have also spirits, demons who deceive people. And that reference is found in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Same. In end time, he's saying, do not believe every spirit. Discern them. Find out if they are from God or from the one who is, you know, already determined going to hell. And Satan also have a similar table, like we celebrate the table, which is the Lord's Supper, the awesome command that remind us over and over what already took place, what He has done for those who believe in Him, and they will be one day with Him reunited and having awesome fellowship. Satan have also his false communion table. In my country, every year that people of group, the group of people, they have that table. If you drink from their table, you are the one that, you know, recognize in their midst the greatest one. So Satan have a false, phony, not real communion table, and that reference found in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 19 and 21. And he's talking about, let's see what he's saying over there. First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 19 to 21. He's talking to the believer in Corinth who fall into the act of doing a worship, going back to the temple, and they were celebrating the sacrifice, beef or pig or whatever, and they were doing, have a wonderful time in their mind. And they were doing all kind of, you know, sexual morality, all kind of bad things. And he's saying to believer, in verse 19, what do I mean then? That a thing sacrificed to idol is anything. Or that a idol is anything. No, but I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demon, not to God. And I do not want you to become share in demons. You do not drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. Jesus simply said, no man can serve two masters. Simply, you either serve me or serve this cosmic sister, a cosmic system. Either you love me or hate me. And simply, Paul is saying to the believers in Corinth, if you are having a fellowship and communion at the table of the remembrance of the great work ever done, the sacrifice took place, the salvation, the victorious song ever sung to mankind, that it is finished and we are gathered together, and then same time you go and have a fellowship with the one who's not from God, then you are in the wrong place. You cannot partake of the table of the Lord and the table of demons. We have that in Pakistan. Every year, sacrifice took place. People put their hands on the lamb or whatever the sacrifice, and they will sacrifice, and then everybody share in that meat. And I tell the people from our gathering, whether you are with Lord or whether you are against Lord, make choice. And that's the way he deceived. And same here, how can we, you know, recognize, because in United States we don't have a sacrificial system. No any religions doing that so far. So simply, young man, whether we are standing fully with God, following Him and giving Him everything that in our life to Him, or whether we saying, let's play a game, let's have fun, like the story last night we heard. Oh, I'm so famous in my school time, I'm so good. Just put aside the gospel of Jesus Christ, and then person took drugs and die, and still, as I remember, 40 years still in hell, and hell is not even, the eternity haven't started yet. So if you are here without Jesus Christ, over and over I will say, as a follower of Jesus Christ, do not leave this place without believing in Jesus Christ and understanding His grace and His love. And there's many other passages. Also, the craftiness of Satan also appear as a righteous people, phony people. That scripture we can find in Matthew chapter 19, verse 16 to 28. Jesus called those people, they are fake. They are not real. They are not from the truth. So Satan also play being righteous, but he deceives people. And also, he have a fake power too. Limited power given for just a short while. And so many people will say, oh, he's doing a mighty thing. Must be he's the Messiah. Must be he's the only one. Oh, he got so many good ideas. He got the solution of mankind to be delivered. Just like this day and age. And that scripture is found his fake power. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 8 to 10. There's only one Redeemer, there's only one champion, and his name is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and his name is the Prince of Peace. His name is the Mighty God. His name is the only hope to every nation, and his name is Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only Redeemer. Not any person who's sitting in a power. I remember I was in Chicago and somebody says, oh, Obama going to redeem United States. No. He will never. He will decay. Jesus will never. So, Obama is not the redeemer of United States. Jesus Christ is the Redeemer. And whatever the power and the authority have given him, temporarily it will be taken away. If he start breathing, his tomb will be full of bones and flesh will be eaten by little ants. Simply, he will decay, but Jesus still alive because he is the Redeemer one. And there's also false gods, which is also called demons. And you can also see that scriptures in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, who will make himself so-called God. So discern what is true. Understand if that is the voice from your Lord or is from the one who called wolf, or call deceiver, or call liar, or call the old dragon who deceived Eve, or maybe he's trying to, or maybe he will approach you by or through your best friend. So determine, discern what is true, what is lie. So please, carefully read your Bible. Read your Bible. As Pastor Mark said, find out a good Bible teaching church who can tell you that Jesus is the only hope, not the pastor, not the president, not anybody else, not if you give 10%. So, I have a question. For young generation, do you know your Bible? Good. Say again, Chris. Yeah. Yeah, there's many false spirits around us. Every minute, every second, they are trying to, you know, take your attention. I remember I was telling someone before we joined the camp, we were in a Comfort Suites hotel. I have to print my notes and I went to the manager's office. I was sitting there and all of a sudden, as I was printing and, you know, giving the subject to my notes, discerning what is true, underneath the table, there was a bucket full of cash. full of cash, and that hotel have camera everywhere except in the manager office. And one voice inside saying to me, take it handful and listen, take it handful and use for good deeds. Give to someone maybe you will find on the way and he's hungry and that will be a mighty deed. That voice from the pit of hell, and that is from Satan. He will say to you, hey, do this. Hey, become a wonderful, maybe rapper. But make dirty rap because that is acceptable and that is a wonderful, right now going on. But make that much money and become a millionaire and take much money and give it to charity. And you will be recognized very good person. So one voice was saying, take it and use to, help somebody. And the other voice, that sweet, sometime wonderful, and sometime speak in a very nice way, gentle way, even rebuking way. The Spirit of God said, no, don't do it. And that moment, I have like in open eyes, I have epiphany. Like, I have like a movie, big screen light before my eyes, and I can see. If I make this choice, this will happen. I will destroy myself, my relationship. I will never forgive myself. I become a lunatic and big hypocrite and a liar before everybody, before angels who are watching, and they are, looking what choice I'm going to make. And I was thinking last night when Pastor Gene was teaching, I was thinking, is that movie or that big image was from my guardian angels to tell me don't do it, or it was from the Spirit of God? So I said, no. So the first night, the second night, the next day, I went again to print some notes. Guess what? The same bucket before was half and now is more cash there. Again, the same voice. And I walk away. And there will be tests if you are in a relationship. There will be tests. Do not cross that boundary. Do not cross that boundary if you are in a relationship with pursuing or seeking and praying and, anticipating that she is the one, your wife. Do not cross that boundary before marriage. Do not have a sex before marriage. Wait for God's timing and you will be blessed like the fig tree. Or olive tree. That is a symbol of prosperity. That is a symbol of, wonderful blessing from God. And young man, don't forget your God. So, your Bible is not just an article. It's not just something that somebody come up or it's a historical thing. Your Bible is a revelation of God. Revelation of God and give you the understanding how to live. Tell you how to worship true God. Tell you how to discern who is the true one. And tell you to make a right choice. So you can, rejoice with the angels. I believe when I make that choice, those angels who were watching me and my guardian angels, he said, yes, Jesus rock. And those were who against us, they were saying, oh, we fail again. We did our best, but we fail again. If you want to live a victorious life, very simple fact. Memorize that thing. Jesus in us, and we are not Jesus. He is in us. Listen to him, and he will talk. There's many other people call themselves God, but they are not God. Jesus will listen to you. He will answer to you. And even if you're going in so much in a deep, you know, ditch that you can destroy yourself, He will do the same thing He did with Lot and his family. In the day of Sodom and Gomorrah, when they were going to be destroyed, angels took their hand and lead them to out of city. And God can do that to you. If only simply you say, You are my Lord, my shepherd, lead me to the right path. And then He will lead you. Either even you are walking through the valley of shadow of death, and what kind of giants you are facing, He is your power and shield and your protector. You will not be defeated. So I want to close with this passage, Romans 8. Stay up. Don't go to sleep. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can against us? Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Can you say something? Do you believe that? You better believe that, because in this truth have so much power. If God is for us, who can against us? And from His perfect love, nothing can, you know, take us away. So please remember that your God is powerful. Your God got everything in His control, and He is the one who lead you and guide you. This year, this is my prayer. Lord, give me discernment so I can walk and see what You want me to do. And recently I was convicted by the Holy Spirit, the prayer I said long, long, long ago when I became a believer. God, I don't need $1 million. God, I don't know, I do not desire million dollars. I desire to use me to reach million souls. That's my prayer. And I don't know what is your prayer. He have answered my many prayers. And one of them still living and talking and changing in a wonderful way. And that is my wife. When I hold on the scriptures like Psalms 37 verse 4. Delight in your soul. Delight your soul in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. We all have desires. We all have desires, and that desires only God can fulfill. So, if God for us, standing for us, defending us, and going before us, and doing everything that need to be accomplished, then why we worry? Then why we get stressed? Then why we, you know, say, why God? We should say, what God you want to do with me. Thank you very much, and I hope God the Holy Spirit have given you something to chew on. And if it's not, just remember this fact. God is standing for you. So stand with Him. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for your promises, for your statements, for your awesome, awesome truth that only, Father, come through you. And you are the one who, the hope of nations, you are the one who is the Redeemer of the United States of America. Father, I pray for this nation. Arise many Nehemiah who can be used by your mighty hand to restore this nation under your power, not their own power. I pray for all believers to open their eyes so they can see what is true and what is not true. I pray for everybody, and I'm thankful, Father, for this wonderful opportunity to talking to your children. So bless them and use us all. By your mighty name, I ask these things. Amen.